Praise the Lord. It's great to be gathered together, surrendering our lives to the Lord. It's time to receive the word for the evening. Message title tonight is Sand of the Sea. Sand of the Sea. Jeremiah 5, 22 to 23. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it. And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed, says the Lord. God wants to show us the strength and the power of His word. Do you not fear the Lord? I've made a perpetual decree that the waters would not pass the bound of the sand. Listen, I don't know if this is deserving to be in this message tonight, but don't be scared of climate change. A lot of rhetoric and so-called experts and the greatest existential threat to mankind the modern world has ever faced. Some of these so-called experts should go back and reread the Bible, or if they've never read it for the first time. God says the waters will not pass the bounds of the sea, the ribbon of sand. So, you know, go ahead and book your trip to Hawaii or some other beachfront destination. It's going to be all right. The Lord has a perpetual decree. The waters can toss to and fro, but they cannot pass over that sand of the sea, that ribbon of sand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A couple of months ago, one of our district pastors, Tammy Schroeder, was sharing and encouraging us from these verses on a Tuesday night prayer service. You know, Tuesday night prayer service, there are a lot of rhemas from the Lord for those who want to receive them. So I encourage you for Tuesday night prayer service. Come and hear a quick exhortation, and then we pray and seek the Lord. But Tammy was giving an exhortation, and I want to bring a quote from her tonight. You know, we quote people, we put them up on the screen, men like C.S. Lewis and Charles Haddon Spurgeon and David Wilkerson. Why don't we hear from Tammy Schroeder tonight, one of our district pastors? The all-powerful God we serve has placed the sand on the very seashore as a set boundary line to stop the waves that toss to and fro. Mighty is the Lord and greatly to be praised. The all-powerful God we serve has placed the sand on the very seashore as a set boundary line. And as she was speaking, talking about the perpetual decree and the word of the Lord, those words struck my spirit, our perpetual decree. You mean a word from God holds back the waves of the sea? You mean the word of God holds back the waves of the sea? Proverbs chapter 9 or 8, 27 to 29. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, our God assigned a limit to the sea so the waters would not transgress his command, his word, what he spoke. Job 38, 4 to 11. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were the foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, thus far you may come, but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. God says of the waves of the sea, thus far and no more, here your proud waves must stop. We stand at the seashore, and those mighty, fierce waves come rolling in. We're so close. Danger is so close. Undertow, undercurrents. So quickly one could be swept out and lost at sea, drowned in the sea. But oh, what a protection. My, what a protection God has placed at the sea. A little ribbon of sand. And the waters, those mighty waters of the ocean and of the seas of the world, they fall harmlessly at our feet. And we walk peacefully down the shore, those mighty waves gently lapping at our feet, splashing up on our feet. This is a mighty work of God. And God says, I want to show you something. I want my people to understand something. Do you not fear me? Do you not tremble at my presence? I'm using this as an illustration, God said in Jeremiah 5, so my people will be protected, so they will know the mighty God that they serve. Question, what is the sand of the sea? What is that little ribbon of sand? Well, generally we can say, as we've already looked at tonight, that it is the command of the Lord, a decree of the Lord. But it's far more than that. It's very practical and it's very personal, because the sand of the sea is the promises of God to his people. Psalm 139, 17 to 18. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake in the morning, you're still thinking of me. All night long, you've been watching over me. When I awake, I am still with you. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. The sand of the sea represents the promises of God to our lives. A tiny ribbon of sand. God says, you can walk all the days of your life in safety because of the power of my word. This tiny little book. This tiny little book will deal with every threat. It will deal with the waves. It will deal with the trials and the circumstances of life. Though the seas roar, they cannot pass the boundary. They cannot pass the sand. They cannot pass the promises of God for our lives. Though the waves roar, they cannot prevail. They cannot cross the ribbon of sand. They cannot cross the promises of God to our lives. And sometimes, if you persevere in prayer, if you prevail in prayer, sometimes if you persevere in prayer, God will give you a breakthrough. And not only will you never again face the threat of certain waves, you will not even ever face the waves again. Peace, be still. Satan, be muzzled. And you will never fight that battle again in your own life or in the life of your family, because God has dealt so fully with the waves of the sea. Psalm 40, these are related verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. You know, when we're in trouble, it's like the presence of God even comes closer than when we're not. It's like a child has the parent's presence all around it, but when that child is injured or in trouble or hurt, my, do the parents leap into action. God says, that's how I am. I draw close. a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. Stop and think about that. Even though the earth be removed, mountains be carried into the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled. Isaiah 43:1-2. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. The waters are kept back by the sand of the sea, by the promises of God. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. There is a promise of God for every wave of the sea. No matter what we face, trial and sorrow, circumstances, heaviness, heartache, no matter what we face in this life, there is a promise of God for every wave of the sea. The sand of the sea, the precious thoughts of God, the promises of the Lord. You know, Deborah and I, many years ago now, went through a season of heavy trial, 1989, 1990. And we've been through some heavy trials since then. But the word of God never fails. The promise of God is sure. The promise of God holds. The promise of God stands. God will never, never allow the waves of sorrow or heartache or trial to overcome his people if we believe his promises and stand in his word and say, Lord, you've set these words as the bound, as the limit. Thus far, you proud waves, and no further. You can't come any further. Our God has protected us and fortified us. Psalm 32, verses 6 to 7. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. This is the hope. This is the confidence. This is the faith of every righteous man and woman. God says, you take hold. You take hold of my word. I've set it as a perpetual decree. The waters cannot pass the bounds of my word and of my promises to you. And you stand there and you can walk along in dangerous times and troubling times. And you can walk along in my peace and safety because I've given my word as a decree to the waters of the earth. In a time of great waters, surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near you. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Oh, thank God for songs of deliverance. Deborah and I sang it 1,000 times back then. Faithful one, so unchanging. Ageless one, you're my rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. My word, God says, this is the sand. These are the promises. For every wave, every trouble, every fierce situation, every trial, God says, my promises will hold. They'll hold back the threatening waves. They'll hold back the flood. And you will walk on in the power of God. And you will walk on in my will. Psalm 124. Let's have the worship team come. Psalm 124, 1 to 8. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. If it wasn't for the Lord, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how many say amen to that tonight? The Lord was on our side, and therefore we walked through waters, and we walked through trials and temptations, and we walked through difficult seasons of life. The Lord was with us. Therefore, the waters did not overwhelm us. Therefore, the stream did not go over our soul. We stand in the power of God. We came through trial. We came through testing. We came through circumstances. But God held the flood at bay, and we walk on in the power of God to serve Him, to be matured, as we heard this morning, that in the end, we lack nothing. True men and women of God, totally surrendered, totally sold out. Psalm 29. Beginning and end verses. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon mighty waters. Verse 10 11. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a protection. What a mighty protection. God says, just like the waters of the seas, those raging, powerful waves, just like they cannot cross that little tiny ribbon of sand, so no waters, no threats, no powers of this world will ever be able to cross my word. You stand in my promises. You'll walk in safety. You'll walk in peace, and you'll walk in joy. All the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God. By us, Paul said, 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ to the glory of God by us. And we rise up in those promises and we live in the glory of God and we work out and we walk out the full power and benediction of the Lord upon our lives. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. He never fails. Our faithful Lord, he never fails. Take courage tonight. Be encouraged in your spirit. Say, Lord, I thank you for your promises as the sand of the sea. While your beloved sleep, your gifts are given. Psalm 127, verse 3. All night long while we're sleeping, God's looking down. While we sleep, God's gifts are given, and we rise up in the new day with new manna and new life and the blessing of the Lord. When we awake, he's still thinking of us. He says, I want you to walk in the power of my promises today. Fight the good fight of faith, war against the enemy, stand in the presence of God, and live your life for the Lord. Well, the altars are open tonight. If anyone would like prayer, please slip down to the front. People will pray for you. But let's all of us comfort ourselves in the promises of God tonight and thank the Lord for the perpetual decree that we have protection and safety in him through his precious word. Exceeding great and precious promises.